Well, good morning once again. Ready for another morning devotion. This is January the 11th, 2019. It's a Friday morning. Yesterday I talked about the various ways that we can be inspired, or I can be inspired with a thought for a devotion. I listen to podcasts, Twitter, Facebook, scripture reading. There's many ways. But today I read a quote while I was studying the book of Titus, and the quote said, "Nothing is more motivational than grace to live a life of good deeds." Nothing is more motivational than grace to live a life of good deeds. And that put me in mind with a passage of Scripture. I turned off of that passage. Let me find it here real quick. Titus chapter number 2 and verse number 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ." So think of this. The grace of God that bringeth salvation teaches us. Folks, we need to remember the blessedness of grace. And when we truly understand grace and what it is, it will motivate us to live a life of good deeds. It will motivate us to live a life that is pleasing to God. It's a great source of motivation to serve God and live holy. So, what is a basic understanding of grace? First, we understand grace is that we are dead in trespasses and sins. Second, we are dead, so therefore we cannot pursue God on our own. Third, because we are dead in our sins, the Holy Spirit quickens us and makes us alive. Then God raises us up with grace to sit in heavenly places. All by grace. By grace you are saved. This quickening or making alive is apart from the works on our own. It is all through the grace of God working in us. And really the grace of God is necessary, because what works could we do to gain the favor of God? We could not. So understanding that we're dead in trespasses and sins, then the natural outcome of that is it requires the grace of God to bring salvation. So we realize that apart from grace, we would not be saved. Let that sink in. Apart from grace, we would not be saved. You're only saved today because of the grace of God. So we who are saved owe our salvation from its inception to its completion to the grace of God. It's all of the grace of God. It's not of works, because if it were of works, then we would have a reason to boast. And so we understand that it's all of the grace of God. So now, understanding the grace of God, how does the understanding of the grace of God affect you? Do you need motivation to think on things which are godly and not of this world, like we talked about yesterday? Do you need motivation to think about godly things and to not think on the things of this world? Then think about grace. You see, it is grace that has redeemed you from the curse of sin. So think on the things of God. Do you need motivation to live godly? Remember, it is because of the grace of God that Jesus has borne the penalty for your sins. Christ died for the sins you commit. When you understand that he did that all out of grace, then that should encourage you to refrain from committing those sinful actions, therefore living godly. Do you need motivation to practice forgiveness towards others? Remember that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. It is because of the grace of God that you have been forgiven your sins. So therefore, forgive. Do you need motivation to be merciful? Remember, it is through the grace of God that you are a recipient of mercy, that God hasn't given you what you deserve. God has told us in His Word that He blesses those who are merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You need motivation to be merciful? Think about God's mercy to you first, which is because of grace. We could go on and on and on talking and thinking about all the benefits of grace, but I want you to think about and understand the point that I'm trying to express. It is the grace of God to you that is the motivation that you need to motivate you to holiness. The grace of God to you should be the motivation that you need to motivate you to holiness, to live godly in this present world. Remember this also, that grace is undeserved. God brought you salvation even though you did not deserve it. Grace is a wonderful motivator. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all my sin. So today, Lord, we come to You with our heads bowed, and we come to You in prayer, thanking You for Your grace. Lord, You loved us when we loved the world. Lord, You bore our sins when we esteemed You not and we did not appreciate You. Lord, You sent Your Holy Spirit and sought us when we were seeking the Lord. When we were seeking the world. Now, even today, Lord, when we do not think on Your grace to us, You continue to be gracious to us. Lord, I pray that You will forgive us if we forget Your grace to us. I also ask that You would give us a fresh vision of Your grace and our unworthiness. I pray that as our understanding of Your grace grows, that it will enhance our desire to live godly in this present evil world. Lord, we thank You for Your Spirit, which draws us nearer to You, reminding us of Your grace. Also today, Lord, I pray that You will help us to share Your grace with others, as we realize that without grace in their lives, they will never come to repentance. Thank You for saving us through grace by the blood of Your Son, Jesus. Thank You that Your grace will lead us to heaven. Thank You for the hope that we have in Christ. Amen. Today, be thankful for the grace of God that brings you salvation, and then share that grace with someone else. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark Campbell saying goodbye.